Let's take it. All right, let's get serious now.
Well, I've been down so goddamn long that it looks like up to me.
You're listening to Insight from Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Ruyak. And you are hearing Been Down So Long, but if it sounds a little bit different, that's a brand new version from a brand new 2-CD anniversary set being released by The Doors. So watch for a surge in the downloads, a spike in the online sales, and a rush at the local record store. It's today, folks, the 40th anniversary re-release of L.A. Woman, which is an exciting project for fans. And in a moment, we'll talk about the sales impact with Rob Fauble, the owner of the Beat Music Store in Midtown Sacramento. But first of all, to talk about the new album, we would like to welcome the co-founder of The Doors, Ray Manzarek. Good morning, Ray.
Good morning. How are you?
Oh, it's so great to have you join us on Insight, and congratulations on this 40th anniversary album.
Well, thank you very much.
How long was this in the making, and what was the
40 years. 40 years in the making. Well, we talked about it about 6 months ago. You know, the 40th anniversary of L.A. Woman is coming up, so let's do something. Let's honor Jim Morrison. So this is our little tribute to Jim Morrison. And so we thought, let's add some, new tunes, go through the archives, see what we can find, check the outtakes, and see what's in there and see what we can put together for Jim.
So 8 tracks have new versions, and then there is this other song, this undiscovered song, Until Now.
That's right, undiscovered Until Now. Now it's been discovered. It's a lot like America. It was undiscovered. Of course, millions of Indians lived here, but it was undiscovered until Christopher Columbus said, "Hey, I've discovered America." And the Indians said, "What? Are you kidding, man? You've got to be kidding."
You know, Ray, I think that's what they're saying about this. What? Are you kidding? There's a song that we had never heard before.
That's right. Well, we are kidding.
And how was this song discovered, and how was it that nobody knew it was there?
Well, you go through the outtakes. Nobody had gone through the outtakes. You know, we're going to dig around in the outtakes looking for new material. So we did it, you know, within the last 6 months this time to find some new material or see what was there. And lo and behold, buried treasure, The Doors, buried treasure, She Smelled So Nice. And I never even remembered doing it. It was like completely, you know, discovered that, like, we found a little Nefertiti in the sands of Egypt. And there was a little golden statue of her. And it's like, no one knew it was there. Well, no one knew She Smells So Sweet was there. No one remembers recording it. I did not remember nothing. I remembered nothing about it. Listened to it and said, by God, that's me playing, and that's Jim singing, and John and Robbie playing. But I'll be darned if I remember it. Nobody remembered it. It was buried treasure.
Isn't that
weird?
Something?
And nobody remembered doing it.
Ray, we have a download of it, so
cool. It
is my privilege to ask you to introduce the brand new, previously unreleased song.
Well, you just did a brilliant job right there. What I'm supposed to say, I would like to introduce a previously unreleased song. It's a piece of music by The Doors, and I take this honor seriously. I'm not laughing here, and this is not something to kid about. This is in honor of Jim Morrison. It's called She Smells So Sweet, and I'll leave that part to your imagination.
I see you walking.
And that was the brand new song, She Smells So Nice. I'm speaking with Ray Manzarek, co-founder of The Doors, on this 40th anniversary re-release of L.A. Woman. So, Ray, this album, when it was originally released, was just before Jim Morrison's death. So what is the poignancy and the reflection that you have about that time period?
Well, the poignancy is that poor Jim died. He went to Paris and lasted 4 months there, and the decadence of Paris did him in, and the excesses of Jim Morrison's life did him in Paris. So the great tragedy is that perhaps we'd still be making music today if he hadn't have gone to Paris. Perhaps if he'd have gone to London instead, where he could speak the language. He didn't speak French. Pam didn't speak French. So here's these two Americans in Paris, and the French didn't speak English or wouldn't speak English. More, they didn't speak English. This is 1971, after all. We
right.
were in Paris 2 years ago, and, you know, people speak English now. You can get around Paris without really speaking that much French. It helps to have a guide or something, but you can get around. But back in those days, man, it was almost impossible. So it was very hard for Jim being there. He had gone there to write and to get away from his drinking buddies and the groupies of Los Angeles and the rock life and just get back to being a poet, which he was when we first put the band together. He was a poet. We were doing poetry and rock and roll, like the Beats had done poetry and jazz. And I like the idea of him going to Paris, you know, Hemingway and Fitzgerald, an American in Paris, you know, Henry Miller, an American writer in Paris. It was a perfect place. He was the next in line. But unfortunately, he only made it to July 3rd, 1971, and leapt upward into the loam.
And here we are talking about the 40th anniversary release. And I want to bring in Rob Fauble, who's with us here in the studio, Ray. He's the owner of the Beat Record Store. And just have him reflect on how important a re-release album of this caliber is. Hello, Rob.
Sure.
Hi, Beth. Hey, Ray.
Hey, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great.
Great.
Thanks for putting out the CD. I got to open it up this morning, and I luckily got stuck in traffic and got to hear at least the B-sides.
Oh, perfect.
I really enjoyed it.
Perfect. Perfect. Great.
And there aren't a lot of copies out right now, correct?
Oh, yeah. Today's the release date, so it just came out this morning. Yeah.
So what about this in terms of customer support for our record store?
Well, there's going to be a lot of people really interested in this. The sound quality on it is so refreshing. It's like you're right there, just crystal clear. And the versions on it are really interesting. There's some nice little, you know, differences to it. And it just feels so, it's raw, but a great sound quality, too. It's nice.
Ray, that prompts a question that actually came from my 23-year-old son. You know, you have all these new fans generating.
Okay. Yeah, it's great.
And he loves some of your mixes, new versions of the music. But he said, ask him how long he's been holding this unreleased song, and are there many more out there?
Well, I'm not answering the second part of that question, because who knows? You know, you never know what might come up. You just never know until you do some extensive search. And if you do an extensive search and a new song comes up, then you have to put it together with something. I could be sitting here holding a little tape of a song, but what does one do with a single song? And how long have we been holding on to it? Like I said, we only started reviewing about 6 months ago, and you know, found that within the last 6 months, it's been lying fallow for 40 years.
I think, Rob, wouldn't you take a single song if he found one more?
Yeah, we'd love to hear.
No, you can't have it. You could only put that out over through the internet. You know, you couldn't have the physical object. A record company would not put out a single song.
Ray, I've heard this is coming out on vinyl soon too, isn't it?
Yeah,
correct?
Right, man. That's the best part of it. The vinyl sounds so great. Holy cow!
And you've got a documentary to go along with it.
Yes, we just we watched it in L.A. It was a world premiere on Friday. And it was fabulous, you know, great audience. We were down at on Hollywood Boulevard, classically at the Egyptian Theater, which is a great place. It's now taken over by the American Cinematheque. And Full House, a bunch of Doors fans, had won admission through various write-in contests and radio contests. And the place was packed, and we watched Mr. Mojo Rizin, The Making of L.A. Woman. Hmm. Yeah, it's a great documentary. You'll really dig it.
Well, here we are with the re-release, and thank you, Rob Fauble, for joining us. I hope it's a busy run today at the Beat Record Store. And Ray Manzarek, you just must be thrilled on this day.
I'm having a great time, absolutely. Very excited.
Congratulations, and thank you on behalf of all the fans and all the followers.
Thank you so much. And Jim Morrison says, as Robbie Krieger and Duke Ellington would say, we love you madly.
You're listening to Insight. I'm Beth Ruyak, and let's close now with more from the 40th anniversary re-release from The Doors.